You know, I went and saw Schultz. Here's a picture of me and him at the Capitol Theater. And I know he appreciated me because he said I'm one of the good ones. So, you know he appreciates me. American stand-up comedian, actor, and podcaster Andrew Schultz was raised in the Big Apple and grew up a fan of comedy, but he never actually considered entering the field himself until being encouraged to take the stage at a restaurant he managed during an open mic night. After this seminal moment, Andrew would return to New York City, dead set on making a name for himself in stand-up. And over the past couple of years, he's done exactly that, establishing himself as one of North America's most promising comedians. And with comedy being put on watch more than ever in today's political climate, Andrew has been forced to take drastic measures to make sure his work stays uncensored. Thankfully, this guy is so talented that he turns hurdles into gold mines. Want to hear one of the very first jokes that he ever wrote? Well, then keep watching our newest episode of Before They're Famous to find out. But before we get started, please remember to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications to get alerts for each and every new video. There's going to be a whole lot of dick talk in this video. Sorry, you'll get it in a second. Without further ado, let's get right into today's video. Andrew Schultz was born on October 30th, 1983, in New York City to an immigrant Scottish mother named Sandra Cameron, who performed as a professional ballroom dancer, and his father, Larry Schultz. Larry came from a family of German and Irish descent, and was at one point a member of the American military. But upon retiring from the armed forces, Larry entered the world of television reporting. Through this job, he made connections with several of the great ballroom dancers from the late 1930s and in 1982. And in 1982, he retired from television to own and operate the Sandra Cameron Dance Center in Lower Manhattan, alongside his wife for over three decades. Growing up here in Manhattan's East Village, Andrew found the city to be surprisingly boring, which is not often something you hear people say about the city that never sleeps. During an interview with Medium.com, Andrew would elaborate on this by explaining, "I find nature and that stuff way more fascinating. I guess what I find interesting is city folk are the least capable of survival of any human being. Everything about my life is convenient. I haven't cooked a meal in 6 years. Starting a fire is just as far-fetched to me as space travel." During his childhood, Andrew would go on to attend New York City public schools like Lily DeVoe Blake Primary School, as well as Robert F. Wagner Middle School in the Upper East Side, and Baruch College Campus High School in Kips Bay. Damn, they're gonna get on me for those pronunciations. After graduation, Andrew headed west to attend the University of California, Santa Barbara, from which he would earn his Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology. Now, what did he go on to do with that degree? Well, the same thing that most psychology students wind up doing: working in the service industry. And even though by this point Andrew was already a young adult, he had no real professional interest in what would eventually come to define his life: comedy. Instead, he was working as a manager at a restaurant in California, where one night a producer asked if he wanted to go on stage and vamp for a few minutes. He told Medium.com, "I didn't want to perform comedy. I always loved humor, loved making people laugh, and I was a big fan of stand-up. But it wasn't until I was managing a restaurant that had a comedy night and one of the producers asked me to go on stage that I wanted to do it." And while Andrew can't quite remember the very first joke that he ever wrote, he thinks it had something to do with Magic Johnson playing basketball while being HIV positive. He continued during that same interview, "My take was, how was he not averaging 100? Who's playing tough D on him? A million comics probably thought of that joke, but hey, I was green." And you know, to Andrew's credit about that, I kind of agree with him. Like, I'm not pulling out Kawhi Leonard defense if I'm playing against Magic Johnson. And I mean, I'm not even passing him the ball if he's on my team. I'm just gotta be rather be safe than sorry, right? Anyways, in order to find his footing and develop as a comic, Andrew would return to New York City, where he became a regular at the Comedy Village before making rounds at several other clubs. And just like that, Andrew's new career was off and running. Schultz returned to New York City sometime around the mid-2000s, and would spend the next decade or so perfecting his craft. Known largely for his politically incorrect humor, Andrew was initially rejected by every single major network that he ever received the opportunity to pitch for. The only work he was able to book for himself were appearances in a few television series like MTV2's reality show Guy Code.
I didn't know that. That's really cool. I wish I knew that back when I was 18 years old and I was just going in kamikaze. You know what I mean? Like, literally, when I was a teenager, it was just, "I hope she wants to."
This series would actually lead to Andrew's association with Charlamagne the God, as the two of them hosted a spin-off podcast entitled The Brilliant Idiots, a series that has been running since 2014, one of which both men expressed their uncensored opinions on entertainment news, race relations, sex, relationships, and of course, politics.
Stop having these endless debates.
But you're walking right into it. This is my history. It's like, you're walking right into it. This is what I don't understand about these Democrats.
It's the same tactic. He was in 2016.
Exactly. He baits you. He waits. And then he has a simple line that is so agreeable.
And just another testament to Brilliant Idiots and just how strong of a fan base that is. If you ever go and see Andrew Schultz live and do a comedy set, he does this thing right before he starts performing where he tips the mic to the crowd and just all in unison as if like it was rehearsed or something. They just all yell out, "Dick Talk," which is kind of an inside joke for the podcast. It's kind of hard to explain right now if you're just hearing about it, but you know, I just lets you know the brand is strong when it comes to Brilliant Idiots. I'm not just saying this because I'm wearing the hoodie. I'm just saying, man. Using this series as a springboard, Andrew would land a gig as the lead character of Paul Rosenberg on the IFC's short-lived series Benders in 2015. That same year, he'd also appear as a reoccurring character in Amazon's Sneaky Pete. Shortly thereafter, Andrew would bet on himself by self-releasing his very first comedy special titled 441, which does stand for 4 clubs, 4 sets, and 1 night, over on YouTube in 2017. I feel like Jay-Z kind of had some influence with that, but it's a separate conversation. Know how you New York white boys like to be. Much to everybody's surprise, his work quickly found an audience which emboldened him to drop his debut comedy album the following year, dubbed 551. That special would climb to the very top of the iTunes charts, surpassing the likes of Kevin Hart, Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, and Daniel Tosh to do so. After reaching the number one spot on Apple, the album would do the same on Google Play, Amazon, and the Billboard comedy charts as well. Next, Andrew would kick off a second podcast series known as Flagrant, alongside his co-host Akash Singh. And while it originally dealt heavily with sports, especially basketball, it eventually evolved into a space where both men discuss current events and pop culture in general. And I need to say it again, Andrew's podcast fans are strong out here. Like, it's the only podcast I've ever seen that has a gang sign. I'm telling you, man, I was at Andrew's show and they're all throwing up this. Apparently they call themselves assholes if you're a fan of Flagrant 2. So, you know, if someone throws up this to you while you're at an Andrew Schultz show, you know what it means. Not gang related, I'm just saying. Now that he was popping up in all different kinds of mediums, and thanks to his ever-increasing social media footprint, Andrew was finally ready to make some inroads with a bigwig production houses, and in 2020, he launched his very first Netflix special, Schultz Saves America, which arrived in 4 parts.
Remember that drug they said was a felony 2 years ago and gave Kamala her career? Well, now it's an essential business, so I guess our prisons are filled with essential workers, and unfortunately the only thing clapping at 7 p.m. is their cheeks.
And you gotta kinda commend the originality with the way he approached this. It was literally like a slideshow with just rapid-fire jokes, so I appreciated it. The following year would see the release of 2 comedy EPs titled Views from the Sis and Brilliant Idiot. By all accounts, Andrew had finally broken through, but by then, another major roadblock would appear in his path. In 2022, Andrew was set to release his comedy special known as Infamous on Amazon Prime, which they secured in a bidding war against Netflix. But when Amazon later approached Andrew and asked him to edit out a few of his more risque jokes, including references to Ted Bundy, abortion, and Michael Jackson, Andrew said no. So Jeff Bezos was really trying to stop Andrew's bag like that. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. After refusing to censor his own material, Andrew then had to buy back his own special from Amazon, using his life savings to do so. Schultz would then self-release the special on his own website while charging $15 a pop to watch it. According to TMZ, this decision had already paid off immensely, and by the end of the first day, Andrew had already made back the $500,000. A week later, he was sitting at $1 million in profits. Now, with the way his special is performing, he's set to make more money than he ever was going to from Amazon in the first place. So in a way, Andrew Schultz finessed Jeff Bezos. I don't even know, man. This is unprecedented for a comedian. But Amazon isn't the only place that got cold feet working with Andrew. He was set to appear on stage in Toronto at Massey Hall, which has finally just reopened after 3 years of being under construction. About a week before his tickets were set to go on sale for his performance, Massey Hall contacted Andrew to let him know that they were canceling the event due to his offensive material.
Originally, the show was booked at Massey Hall. We had the show locked in, and then Massey Hall hit me up a few weeks ago and they said, "Hey, we have to cancel your show." So I go, "Why?" They go, "Well, we looked you up and you tell inappropriate jokes, and we no longer want inappropriate jokes on our stages, so we have to cancel your show." I said, "Okay, suck, I'll find another venue."
That sent Andrew in a tailspin looking to book a new venue. Meridian Hall was available, but Andrew was hesitant to head in that direction since it has a much higher seating capacity than Massey Hall. Still, he bit the bullet and tickets for his Meridian Hall event sold out in 7 minutes. fact, there was such a demand for the show that he added a second one that sold out in under an hour. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, even with what seemed like the entire industry positioned against him, Andrew Schultz is coming up with one new way after another to succeed. So will he be able to reach the heights of somebody like Dave Chappelle before the entire genre of comedy is canceled for good? Well, we're just gonna have to wait and see. After all, this is before they were famous. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a testament to betting on yourself. If you're trying to accomplish anything, use Andrew Schultz as a guide for that, because the man really bet on himself and was successful because of it. So kudos to Andrew. Thank you everybody for watching. Please take a second to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications before you head out. And if you'd like to check out other recent entries in this series, then search for our videos on Richard Cooper, Castillo, and Charleston White. My name is Clyde Smith, and I'll see you guys in another video. It's kind of a weird salute.
Dick duck.
It's probably a better way, right? Makes more sense. Anyways.